こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 MIT コンピューター科学人工知能研究所のチームが新しいアルゴリズムを開発し、2人の人間がハグ、キス、握手、またはハイタッチするのを予測することに成功しました。このアルゴリズムにザ・オフィスやビッグバン・セオリーなどのテレビ番組のほか、 YouTube ビデオを600時間分視聴させた結果、人間の腕を伸ばす動作やお互い見つめ合う仕草などから1秒後に何が起きるかを 43% の確率で予測できるようになりました。なお、人間が同様に予測できる確率は 71% です。
Researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory have developed a new deep learning algorithm that can correctly predict human social behavior, for example, when humans will hug, kiss, shake hands, or even high five. The algorithm was developed by analyzing 600 hours of YouTube videos and TV shows like The Office and Big Bang Theory. The algorithm is capable of looking at factors like arm movement and long gazes,and can predict with 43% accuracy what social interaction will occur 1 second later. However, human beings can predict this with 71% accuracy.
そう、これ何がすごいって、neural network っていうのを使っていて、その、こういう時に人間がハグするんですよとか言って見せるんじゃなくて、大量のローデータを見せることによって、自らパターンを見つけさせるっていう。だから人間がいちいちレーベルしなくても勝手に学習してくれるっていう、それは結構すごいよね。
It's kind of a weird thing to analyze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like high fives. Like why do we need to know when high fives are?
なんかハイファイブフェイルスってビデオ結構あるじゃん。なんかハイタッチしようとして相手が気づいてくれてないとかで、ちょっと恥ずかしい。目に合うみたいな。
But there's different ways that that can happen. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you don't realize someone's trying to high-five you.
Yeah.
Or you realize too late.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you misread it as like a handshake.
So, so, so.
And so you're like, you're going for a handshake and they're going for the high-five.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's where you both know that it's a high-five.
Yeah.
But there's just, you know, you're out of position, like your feet are out of position.
Yeah.
Or...You know, you could have an injury, or you're just, your hand-eye coordination is just not quite good enough to nail. It's like more difficult if there's a height disparity
yeah,
between
yeah, for sure.
the people as well, I think.
あと政治家とかもよくあるよね。握手しようとして、なんか変になっちゃったりとか、みたいな、気まずくなっちゃうとか。だから人間も 71% って結構だから、そう考えると。
It's not high enough, though.
思ったより低い。
Right?
だって確かにさ、ハイタッチって自分の経験を思い出してみると、こう手を出されてそこにパーンってすることの方が多い。まあ、私女の子だからかもしれないけど、なんかこう、同時に勢いつけてパーンってできることってなくない？めったに。
Well, someone will dunk a basketball and then perform like 15...High touchy in a row.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like really fast with both hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Coordinating two hands at once. you know, high fiving like a dozen people doesn't miss any of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's almost as impressive as the dunk.
そうだね。確かによく考えるとね。
Maybe.
まあ、あとハグとかキスとかもね。なんかこう、ヨーロッパとかで国によっては、こう挨拶するときにほっぺ両側にチューするじゃん、それとかも片っぽで終わりにしようとしちゃって あみたいなさ、だから人間でもね、確かに毎回分かってるわけじゃない。
So, What are the official rules on that European cheek kissing thing? And how often does that end with a third kiss? Like on the lips? Or that never happens?
No, what?
If you're intimate with someone, you just go... Do you do that, or is that too
I think it depends on
cordial
the person.
To do?
I think it depends on the person, but France はどっちもやるよね。男同士でもやってた。
Is there an order, left, right, or right, left?
I don't know, actually. こうかな。だから、
And
左、右。
Are there Is there like right of way if you're male or female? Or
what do you mean?
Like who generally, like in some places it's rude if a guy introduces himself and puts his hand out. Like you're not supposed to put your hand out.
What? Where?
If a girl puts her hand out, then you can shake her hand.
What?
But when you meet people, you shake hands with guys, and with girls, you can sort of introduce yourself, but you don't put your hand out to a girl, because then you're sort of forcing them to have to shake your hand.
And that's
some sort of, you know, you're reinforcing the patriarchy and
all that stuff. Like in the States?
In Western culture. I don't know if it's exclusive to the States, but certainly some people in the States.
Okay.
But it's not something that people talk about openly. It's sort of like a weird one of these.
でも確かにさ、例えば同じ人でも、なんていうの、男同士だったらバイバイするときに握手っていうかさ、この
これ、いやいやいや。
でもそこに私がいたら、私はハグするじゃん。
Right, but then this guy who's all G'd out and did all these weird finger-snapping handshake things has to go in for like this soft hug right before he leaves, and it's like cramping his style.
No? そう、それもだからかなりソーシャルなあれだよね。その別にさ、言語でこういうルールねって言ってるわけじゃなくて、もう感覚でみんながお互い合わせてやんなきゃいけないから。
Is that sexist at all to you?
No.
No, because
I don't want to do
this
weird handshake thing.
But maybe that's just because of your own perception of what it's okay for girls to do or how girls should interact.
Yeah, but I'm not interested. その gender role とか関係ない。
Do you initiate any high fives? Or is it always someone else has their hand up and you're like, okay, I'll participate?
まあそっちの方が多いかな。あ、でもボーリングしてる時とか。
You're looking for high fives.
いやなんか誰かがストライク打ったら帰ってくるときにイエーイみたいな、うん、待ってる。なんか嬉しいかなと思って、あっちが。
How sad is it if you score a strike and you turn around and everyone's like texting?
Oh god, that's so sad. それ誰でも悲しいでしょ。誰も見てくれてないじゃん。
I'm sure it happens all the time now though.
やめよう、right? みんなそれは。だからみんなが誰かがさボール打ってるときは見てあげようよ。
So are machines in the future going to be able to hang on a social level, on like a colloquial level with people?
Right.
Because now we have AI that is producing colloquial language, casual language,
right.
And passing the Turing test, right?
So
if this machine has to interact with people physically, you know, this is...On its way there, right?
うん、そうね。まああんまり想像できないけどね。握手ぐらいだったら、別にロボットとハイタッチしたいかな。
But they could implement this, yeah, into like Pepper or something. You walk in and Pepper is giving you.
いやいや。あとこれはあのセキュリティカメラとかに入れておくと、その誰かが転んでたりとか倒れてた時に救急車に連絡してくれるみたいな。とかができるかもって、hmm. だからそのパターンだからさ
right.
この人がこうとかじゃないからもう自分で見て自分で理解してくれるだから
You could analyze many hours of footage of people experiencing heart attacks for example and then it would be able to identify them with some probably decent level of success
だからちょっと転んですりむいた時とそれこそそうやって心臓発作で倒れてる時の違いを分かってくれる可能性があるよね
So maybe you could have a camera, you know, in your grandparents' house that can understand this sort of body language and,
yeah.
and assist remotely that way
Yeah そう、そうするとなんかもう一人で倒れちゃってて孤独死するみたいなことは防げるかもしれないよね、
うん、
次 Child Development に掲載された BYU の研究でディズニープリンセスが女子児童に悪影響を与えている可能性があることが分かりました198人の幼稚園生を対象に調査を行った結果 96% の女子児童 87% の男子児童がディズニープリンセスの映画を見たことがありました そのうち 61% 以上の女子児童がプリンセスのおもちゃで最低週1回は遊んでおり、男子児童の場合は 4% でした。その後1年間モニターした結果、ディズニープリンセスに触れる時間が多いほど、女の子は数学や科学ができない、汚れるのが嫌、女の子っぽくないことはやらないなど、女性に対するステレオタイプを強く持つ傾向があり、女子児童に関しては自分の体への自信が低くなっていました。一方、ディズニープリンセスに触れる時間が多い男子児童は自分の体への自信が強く、他人を助けようとする気持ちが強くなっていました。
According to a study by BYU, published in the journal Child Development, Disney princesses may not be good for the development of young girls. The study involved 198 kindergartners and assessed to what extent they have interacted with Disney princess culture. The researchers found that 96% of the girls and 87% of the boys had seen a Disney princess movie. Additionally, 61% of those girls and 4% of the boys played with a Disney princess toy at home at least once per week. After monitoring the participants for 1 year, the researchers found that the girls who interacted more with Disney princess culture didn't like getting dirty, had less interest in math and science, and held themselves to gender stereotypes more strongly, in addition to having less confidence in their bodies. On the contrary, boys with more interaction with Disney princess culture had more confidence in their own bodies and a stronger urge to help others.
そう、これをなんかやった教授は、まあ、親がディズニーのコンテンツなら安全だっていうのをよく聞くけれども、長期間の影響を考えないといけないですねと言ってた。だからもう絶対見せちゃいけないとかっていうことはもちろん言ってないんだけれども、まあ、好影響だけではないですよ。
How would you characterize Disney princess culture?What does that mean?
Like, girls are all princesses, and girls want to wear pretty dresses, and, you know, girls have long hair and stuff, yeah.
But, like, which Disney movies are the most fitting that archetype?
Little Mermaid, or Cinderella, or Shirayuki Hime, or...なんかこの、 あの調査で言ってたのは Brave っていう映画があって、日本語だとメリダと恐ろしの森っていう、それはちょっと毛色が違くて、あのすごい強いんだよね主人公が。で、あのこの何弓矢を持っていて、でメイクもしてないし、すごい綺麗なドレスを脱ぎ捨てて、なんか弓矢を打ちやすいすごい地味な服に着替えてすっぴんになってるみたいな話らしくて、見たことないんだけど私はね、うん、でそれを、まあ、ディズニーが公開してすごくみんなに褒められたんだけれども、グッズを売るって時になったら、その綺麗なドレスを着てメイクしてる状態のものばっかりを売り出そうとして、ディズニーが、で change.org で署名が26万人とか集まってやめてくれみたいな。だからそのせっかく強い主人公なのにそうやってまたセクシュアライズしてるみたいな。で結局ディズニーも確かにそうですねってなって元に戻したっていう話があるらしいんだよね。だからまあ多分今子育てしてる親の中にもやっぱそういう風にな思いがある人っていうのは増えてるのかなと思う。
It has changed quite a bit, hasn't it? Like the reaction thatPeople would have to something like that、a decade ago、
まあ、
versus now.
そうね、まあ、あとネットがあるからね、ネットがない時って思ってる人がいても別にその声は広まらないじゃん。
Right, because a girl would have these thoughts or think this way and then realize I'm such a minority.
Yeah.
Why
そう
should
そう
I even speak up about this?
そう
I can't connect with other people that have the same position that I have.
そのディズニーという巨大企業が作ってるこの大人気コンテンツみたいな、それに対して反対の意見を持つ、
yeah. pre-internet,
このマイノリティの自分。
What are you doing?
そう。ただ今はね、そうじゃない。まあネットがあるから。まあ、マイノリティとも限らないっていうのが外に出やすい。
So it's in a way it's almost like the public is, or people are, controlling what these corporations produce, you know, in a more direct, in a more conscious way.
Right.
It's not as unconscious. They've always wanted to make something that would sell.
Mm.
But when you start questioning what it is that is being sold and what it represents, then you have this conscious sort of feedback.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, we can't sell this thing with really pretty dresses. I mean, it sounds really trivial, but
yeah. Yeah, there's something behind that. Yeah, controlまではいかないかもしれないけど、影響を与えられるよね。こう声を上げることによって、mm-hmm. まあそういう署名とかもそうだし。だからこういうふうに男子児童にはすごくいい影響、いい影響というか、エンパワーリングな一方で、女子児童には逆っていうことは、まあ普通に考えるとバランスがいいとは言えないよね、やっぱり。
I wonder why it would have that effect on
males. Because it's like damsel in distress and they always need a guy to save her. So it's like, oh, if you're a guy, then, you know.
But is it, so...a lot of these boys that would have interaction with Disney princess culture, I assume, these boys, I assume that they also have sisters. Like, having sisters increases the odds of you having that interaction by a lot. And so just having sisters might, you know, be involved in those effects rather than it just being, you know, playing with a doll.
Maybe.確かにそこは書いてなかったから分かんないね。でも確かにね、一人っ子とかだったらとかよりはとか、男兄弟しかいないよりは女の兄弟がいる子の方が多分ディズニー見させられてるよね。
Yeah, it's pretty common.
強制的に。
I saw someone showed me recently the music video trailer, some video from.Pocahontas.
Okay.
And I was actually like kind of taken aback or just really surprised at the depth that Pocahontas had as a movie and the values that it was trying to communicate and how much better that is than most of the stuff that I've seen, like, whether, I mean, it's Cars or Frozen or whatever.
Yeah, I love that song. Pocahontas のさ、歌あるじゃん。なんだっけ ?Whatever, Colors of the Wind. Colors
right,
of、
yeah.
the Wind. あの歌の歌詞めっちゃいいこと言ってるよね。
The lyrics are ridiculous.
そう。
And when they're, and the,
なんかその西洋の。
It's weird that I'm talking about this, but like the savages thing too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if you
so,
label
so.
The other group, just, you know, they're savages. And it shows, it goes back and forth between, you know, Smith's camp and
yeah, yeah.
the natives and shows how they have the same perception of each other. It's a way that kids can kind of be introduced to that concept. And it's something that high-ranking political officials don't understand.
So, so, so. 本当にそう。あの Colors of the Wind 本当にいい曲だからちょっと忘れてた人いたらもう一回ちょっと歌詞見てほしいけど、あのそうね、あれは確かに彼女は結構インディペンデントなキャラクターだから別に彼に助けてもらう必要はない話だもんね、そもそも。
Right, well, I don't really remember the movie, but I think she was like trying to stop the war.
結構いいのはあるね、ムーランとかね。
うん、
あれも男のふりをしてこう頑張るみたいな話。
Isn't it weird though how much of a monopoly over this kind of childhood development
yeah,
that Disney has?
I know.
How, I mean, it's more influential than school in some
yeah, yeah,
sense.
For sure.
I mean,
なんかさ、その自分が、
not for everyone, but...
自分が子供の時に見たものとか好きだったものを自分の子供にも見せたいみたいなさのは多分みんなあるじゃん。でも、
and the impact that has 20 years later or something,
yeah.
it only grows because it sets some sort of trajectory in your life or some perspective in your life that is only further illuminated as you learn more things.
そう。だからなんかでも本当前も言ったけど、リトルマーメイドとかは正直あんまり自分の子供に見せたいとは思わない。大人になって見てた時に これはちょっとなんか it's too crazy.
You know, they're calling this Disney princess culture. But it really is culture.
Yeah,
and it's culture that is manufactured by a corporation. A corporation whose interests are to generate profits.
そうなの。それをね、やっぱり忘れてるし、私も忘れてたけど、このメリダの話を読んで思い出した。あ、そうだよなみたいな。ディズニーも企業だから、でお金を生み出さなくちゃいけないから、でマーケティングのために、そうそうなの。だから そこまでイノセンなわけもないっていうか、まあ、しょうがない企業だからね。だからマーケティングするときに誰かがそのディシジョンをしたわけじゃん。あ、メリダすっぴんだと可愛くないからメイクさせようとか、あのキラキラのドレスの方が可愛いからとかね。だからその物語のコアの部分を忘れてしまって、もう見た目だけにとらわれるっていう。でそれを子供にもそのメッセージを伝えちゃってるとしたら、それは進んでるとは言えないよね。
How do you control, or I don't know if you want to control, what should you do about the Disney princess culture and all these other cultures that are desperately trying to introduce themselves to your child?
だからまあ子供が見ることは防げない時もあるじゃん。やっぱり幼稚園でみんな見てるのに自分だけ見てないとかってさ、まあさすがにちょっとかわいそうだけど、だからそこで自分の頭で考える力を養ってほしいよね。そのディズニープリンセスだからって全部正しいとか全部がお手本になるわけじゃないっていうこと。
But how logical can we really be at that stage? It's kind of a weirdemotional, associative,
so maybe
crafting.
you can stay your own opinion, like, oh my god, like, it's crazy. I don't know, is it weird to say, like, to your kid, like, oh my god, Ariel is so crazy, like, she's already in love with this guy, like, that she doesn't even know, or, oh my god, like, Prince Eric is so shallow, you know.
What, like, is your kid supposed to say about all that? What would make you happy?
Like, I might not make those...なんか definitive statements, but maybe I'll raise questions. I don't know.
Who's more confused at this point, you or your child, as you try to navigate this? It's so weird to me that we don't really, there's no instruction manual. You kind of just grow up. It sort of happens.
Yeah.
It sort of happens. You just grow up and it happened. And I always wonder, like, we have so many things that just affect these...You know, kids so strongly. It's so loose and out of control, and parents don't understand what you're watching on the internet. And
でもだからこの調査した教授が言ってたのは、もちろん見せないっていうのは現実的ではないから、もう moderation。 だからもうディズニーばっかりとかね、ずっとプリンセスばっかりとか。
Totally aside from how much is being watched, you have to pay attention to what it is. Like, what's the essence of it? Even if it's a small amount or a large amount.
Yeah, for sure.
Or the perfect amount of what, though? Like, it's still doing whatever it's doing.
だからさ、シンデレラみたいになりたいとかって子供が言った時に、そうねって流すんじゃなくて、なんか、なんでシンデレラみたいになりたいのか。なんかシンデレラのどこが、素晴らしいと思うのかみたいなのをさ、詰めるわけじゃないけど、
right, but then
なんかこうさ、考えてほしいじゃん。
And you buy them ice cream and you spoil them and you buy them nice clothes and it's like, you know, which is it?
I don't know. No one knows, right? No one figured this out. So that's why I want to send my kids to Elon Musk's school.
I'm sure there's...A lack of Disney princess culture there.
For sure. NSPCC がイギリス在住の11歳から16歳の子ども1000人を対象に行った調査で、オンラインポルノを見たことがあると答えた子どものうち 94% が当時14歳以下だったことが分かりました。全体の 53% がオンラインポルノを見たことがあり、自ら検索した子どもと同程度の割合でポップアップ広告で勝手に見せられた子供がいました。 53% の男子生徒と 39% の女子生徒がオンラインポルノは現実的にセックスを描いていると思うと答えました。研究に携わったエレナ・マルテロッソ 教授は以下のように述べています。男子生徒がオンラインポルノを現実的だと信じ込むことは、女性に対し誤ったイメージを抱くことにつながります。その結果、若い女の子は彼が持つ非現実的で同意に基づかないセックスのイメージに対し、期待に応えなくてはと感じてしまう可能性があります。
A study commissioned by the NSPCC in England surveyed 1,000 children between the ages 11 and 16 and found that of kids who have been exposed to pornography, 94% of them were under 14 years old. 53% of the total respondents indicated that they had seen online pornography before. For about half of these children, their first exposure to pornography was a pop-up advertisement. Furthermore, 53% of the boys and 39% of the girls who participated responded that they believe that pornography shown online is a realistic depiction of typical sexual intercourse. Study lead Elena Martellozzo stated the following regarding the study. If boys believe that online pornography provides a realistic view of sexual relationships, then this may lead to inappropriate expectations of girls and women. Girls, too, may feel pressured to live up to these unrealistic and perhaps non-consensual interpretations of sex. This is clearly not positive for developing future healthy relationships.
そう。どうだった？若い時、ポーン見て、なんか、あ、こうやってやるんだ、みたいな。なんかさ、ほら、大人になってくると、自分も経験を積んできて、こう、ポルノはポルノ。で、現実は現実って分かってくるじゃん。でも若い時って、まあ見たことないし、
What do you mean by that though, exactly? Like, porno はポルノって。
Well, like, porn has patterns.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily apply to the reality.
It's in the fantasy genre.
Right, exactly.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, でもそれを分けるのって難しいじゃん。自分がまだ経験してない時とかって、あ、こういうものなんだって思っちゃうじゃん。と私は思ってたんだけど。What about you?
I never thought that pornography was
realistic.
Like, I don't think it's unrealistic, but I think it's made up. It's choreographed. It's,
yeah.
It's someone's fantasy. It's an exaggeration of whatever it's supposed to be. It's deliberately extreme because no one's opening up their porn browser and, oh, let me just find something right in the middle that's sort of...
what?
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, it's sexuality is an extreme part of our behavior. It's one end of the spectrum on our behavior. It's an intense thing. So I feel like in pornography, you know, it's always filled with the superlatives, you know?
Yeah.
The most this, the most, you know,
yeah,
how many
yeah,
dudes
yeah.
can we get to like bukkake on this girl's head? We've got 100.
Ew.
100. This is, you know, they want to break records with this stuff.
なんか問題はやっぱりそういうパターンがあるっていうことだと思うんだよね。その、あ、こうやってやっとけばいいんだみたいな、その相手の好みとか、その個人的な要素って関係ないじゃん。だからこのポルノ女優はこういうのが好きとかも関係ないじゃん。全然何を見せるかっていうことだけにフォーカスしてるから、この間の NPR のラジオ聞いてて面白かったのが、16歳ぐらいかなの男の子にインタビューしてて、あのセックスについて聞いてるのね。で、あの、いや、男の子同士でよく女の子が何が好きかっていう話をする。俺の彼女はこうすると喜ぶよからやってみなよとか、ただ男女でそういう話をすることはない。何が好き君は、みたいなね。恥ずかしいのもあるし、だから結局その男子同士で情報を共有して、で人から得た情報を自分の女の子に試すみたいな。だからその男の子は友達に、女の子は首にキスされるのが好きだから、とりあえずそれをやっとけば大丈夫だからみたいな言われてやってたんだって、もう律儀にね、
right.
そしたらある女の子に、それ私気持ち悪くて好きじゃないからやめてくれって言われて、あ、そういうこともあるんだみたいな。だから本来は当たり前のことなんだけど、その人それぞれじゃん、好みなんて、
right.
だから こうやっとけばいいみたいな、こうやっとけば喜ぶみたいなのってないんだけれども、そういう風に思っちゃう、やっぱりなんかパターンがあるんじゃないかって。だからそれをなんか大人が言ってあげないといけないのかなと思うよね。だからコンセントの話もそうだけど、
Right, but if you're so direct about, like if you're with some girl and it's like, oh, so what do you like doing? Oh, you don't like doing this? Okay. Oh, you like doing this? Okay. Let me pull out my whiteboard.
No,
and
but...
just like mutter anything not... that you
no,
like.
No, I mean, it's not technical. I'm just saying like, だから決めつけちゃダメ。だからこうしたらいいんだろみたいな。その決めつけを。だからもうちょっとこうダウト持ってさ、やってほしいじゃん。だからそのラジオの会はコンセントの会でもあったのね、テーマが。
But I think you can do things. You can try things that the other person doesn't like, and that's okay. You know, it's just
yeah,
don't
I mean,
freak
まあ,
out when.
まあもちろんだから本人もやってみないと好きか嫌いか分かんないじゃん。Mm. とかやられてみないと分かんないかもしれないけど、なんかそのだからね、そのコンセントの話をその若者たちにした時に、男の子たちがどうしてもなんか、え、じゃあ何回くらい聞けばいいのかみたいな。Like, 何回聞いてイエスって言われたらいいのかとかね。なんかそういうテクニカルな話じゃないんだけど、やっぱりそういう風に教育しようとするとなかなか難しいよね。で、そう聞かれるって大人もさ、
well,
なんて
It's not such a mechanical
yeah, exactly.
thing. It's not like pull this lever and spin this knob and like clap this. You know, it's like
でもそれにすごいやっぱり固執しちゃって、みんななんかあのなんか何回イエスって言われればやっていいってことなのかとか、じゃあここまで行ったと、家まで来てここまでやって、
right. It's because we kind of grow up being told exactly what to do, in what order and stuff. And so when it's time to be an animal, it's when it's time to be like instinctual and impulsive.
Yeah.
You know, people freeze up and they can't do it. It's like, what should I do? Tell me where are the instructions? Like what?
And they were really fixated on this idea of mood, like.そんな何回も聞いたらなんか Are you sure? Are you sure? みたいに言ったらムードが壊れるみたいな話とか、いやムードがあるってことはもう女の子もイエスってことじゃんそもそもみたいなね。
But you can ruin that yes mood pretty fast with all this.
だからその感覚的なものもあるから、なかなかそれを子供に教えるってなると難しいよね今すごい、
We're taught nothingBut is there really anything to teach? Is this something that should be taught?
Well, that's why they're trying now, right? Because of the college rape cases. Like, there's so many. And it's because our generation wasn't... Mm. I mean, it was like a taboo and no one talked about it, you know? And, なんかその、レイプっていうのも結局はその知らない人に道でいきなり引きずり込まれてやられるっていうイメージが、私もすごい強いまま大人になっちゃったけど、実際は、ほとんどのケースが知り合いにされてるわけじゃん。友達とかね、会ったことある人とか。でもそれもやっぱり知らないと、そんな友達にそんなことされると思わないまま大人になっちゃうと危ないし、だからもうちょっとなんかこうオープンに子供にも話していかなくちゃいけないことだとは思う。Yeah. To boys too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're friends, that doesn't mean that you won't be a rapist, you know?
Mm. Right. I don't know, this is... Well, what about you? Like, for... How old were you when you first saw pornography? I mean, it's a weird question, but...
I don't know. でも最初は漫画とかだと思う。
Right.
なんか、エロい漫画じゃなくて普通の漫画の中にちょっと出てくるエロいシーンとか。
When did the internet become all pornography? I don't remember when that happened. Because it wasn't that at all in the very beginning.
私はでもパソコンより携帯の方が早かったかもね。 Porn にこうアクシデント的に見ちゃうみたいなのって最初は。
There's definitely a lot of pornographic pop-up ads.
Yeah.
And they're the type where it's likeYou'll get 20 at once or something. So your screen is just filled with infinite pornographic pop-up ads.
Okay. What websites are you checking out?
Just if I'm on a sketchy website, you know, I'm trying to like stream a sporting event or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, it's if you're on some website where you have to like close invisible boxes and do all this.
Right.
But there's a process.
Yeah.
I can't imagine someone in our grandparents' generation trying to get one of these things to work. You know,
the stuff that
our generation will do to watch a stream of something.
Yeah.
It's just there's a weird technique about it. And you can't click the wrong place. You gotta know which is.
Yeah. Yeah, it can get dangerous for your computer.
It can. You can get viruses and
all
that.
That's funny.
So, according to a study published in the journal Nature Climate Change, crop yields around the world could fall dramatically as global temperatures increase and lower crop duration, which is the time between planting and harvesting crops. The researchers say that farmers would need between 10 and 30 years to introduce new varieties of maize that are suitable for warmer temperatures.
Nature Climate Change に掲載された研究で、世界中の作物の収穫量が今後大幅に減る可能性があることが分かりました。地球温暖化に加え、作物を植えてから収穫するまでの期間が短くなっていることが原因です。高い温度でも育つ新しい種類のトウモロコシを作るには10年から30年かかります。So,lower crop duration is because of temperature increase or そういうことか。
So they've been doing these experiments. Well, they run climate models to try to predict what the temperature increase will be in certain regions. Let's say 10 years from now or 15 years from now, and then they use greenhouses and they modulate the temperature in the greenhouse to replicate this harvest in this artificial simulated climate, and that's how they've sort of noticed that this is happening or will be happening.
なんかこの作物の収穫量がすごく減るっていうのは結構ずっとさ警告されてるじゃない、そのだから地球温暖化は危ないんですよってその原因の一つです。その危なく人間の生活に危害を及ぼす要因の一つですよみたいな、
right.
でもそれってさあんまりテレビとかで言われてないよね。なんかその実際に環境が破壊されると何が起きちゃうのかっていう話ってさ、
right.
あんまりされないよね。なぜか
The focus has shifted around a lot. At first it was like we're gonna run out of oil. Oh no. And then it was like the ocean, the sea levels are going to rise too much, and no one had really talked about the crops all that much, and now they're saying that there's this duration problem.
So この duration が短いとなんでダメなの?
It just affects the yield.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. そっか。
You know, there was a... Right now, the primary banana...
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's just a weird thing to I didn't think I would say that. The primary banana, the main banana that we're all eating is called Cavendish.
Okay.
It's like the standard banana that we're eating. Before, there was a banana called Gros Michel. I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Okay.
But... it was a different banana before. And what happened is that banana got sick and the whole supply got messed up, and there wasn't any real variety in the species. So basically it failed in the market as a result of that and was replaced by this other banana. You know, so this can happen to a crop.
Right.
Like corn or
なんかバナナ本当さ何年かに1回ぐらいもうバナナ食べられなくなりますみたいな記事になるもんね。
What? I've never seen that in my life.
え、嘘。バナナ絶滅しますみたいな、もう絶滅の危機みたいな数年に一度記事で見るよ。
Around what time?
I don't know.
When was the last one? Have we had one this year or is the banana announcement not come yet?
Well, I don't know. でもポッドキャスト始めて何回かを見たよもう。
Huh. So what is their argument for that?
Exactly the same thing. Like they get sick and もう種類が少ないから、その一地域のバナナ全部全滅みたいな。で、あ、もう輸入できませんみたいな。So
we're definitely doing a weird thing with the is it called monoculture? But basically not having variety in our food sources. It also makes them more susceptible to insect attacks.
Okay.
Because when you only have one variety now and you're controlling all these other variables, normally in nature you have like predators for the predators and things that kind of keep it in check. But if you're just growing one crop and then it's, you know, the pest gets in there, it doesn't have a natural predator and it just goes nuts on this thing and it loves all of them equally, right? So... Yeah, there's weird risks with this. I was looking into the world's gene banks, and supposedly 29% of wild relative plant species were completely missing from the gene banks, with 24% of them represented by fewer than 10 samples. Over 70% of all crop wild relative species worldwide are in need of further collecting to be represented in these gene banks. So just the whole gene bank situation, you know, our flexibility with our food sources is pretty limited. Plus the fact that it would take 10 to 30 years to introduce new varieties of crop. And we're expecting problems to occur in less than 10 to 30 years, right?
Right.
So we're kind of already behind on this thing.
So are there any measures that are being taken or no?
Well, there are some measures, but I don't... It's just... It's... You make a lot more money if you bet against it and you're right than to try to spend a bunch of money in preventative stuff and maybe something doesn't happen, right?
Right. Mane. But... If this is right, then you'll be fucked.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we'll be totally fucked. Population levels are changing as well. Our efficiency with other crops is improving.
Okay.
We have more and more indoor farming.
Right.
What this is mostly going to affect is... So one of the things that's most likely to be a response to this is genetically modified crops. So that will give GMO producers a lot more power in the market because now they have the only crop that is capable of surviving in this environment. Coincidentally, the crops that are most severely affected by this are those in Africa.
Okay.
And they're not producing the GMO crops. So, yeah.
Well, this isn't good.
Yeah.
It's just another example. I was in Paris, right? And スーパーに行ったら、こう野菜がパッケージされないで売ってるわけよね。なんていうの、ガーって積まれて。で、その日本の野菜のパッケージってすごい。テクノロジーが詰まってるというかさ、野菜がのこう放出するあの空気とかを計算して長く持つようになんかここに穴開けてとかやってるじゃん、トマトとかキュウリとか、そのそれによって野菜が長持ちするっていうメリットと、そうやってパッケージングとかすることによって、まあ、まず値段も上がるし、リソースも使わなくちゃいけないし、環境にも良くない、それを比べた時にさ、どっちがいいのかな、なんかその無駄になる野菜がそれによって少なくなるのか、それとその環境の部分がオフセットできているのかどうかっていうのがちょっと疑問に思った。どうなんだろうね。
Well, it varies case by case, I'm sure. It's enormously complicated.
Question.
Question. But, you know, that's something that comes up when people talk about, like, TPP or, you know, are we going to be importing a bunch of food and sort of open up the vulnerable domestic market?
Mm.
Should we be growing things here? Should we have food production capability here? I don't know. The packaging thing is crazy. I was in Vietnam where nothing's packaged
really
at all. It's just you have street food and it's like sitting in a stand outside for hours in the heat. And I don't know. But then, you know, how many people get food poisoning and...
It's like, is it really worth doing this?
Right, and then what's packaged? Should I be eating this fruit? You know, how much water does this beet consume versus a head of lettuce? And how much nutritional... You know, it can get, like, it never ends. Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, なんかこう、例えば、わかんないけど、なんか、何、キュウリ一本みたいな。わかんない。あと、バナナ一本とかもさ、コンビニだと袋に入ってるじゃん。
うん。
これは袋に入れないとどういうことになるのかみたいな。で、それを、まあ、他の国とかに行けばそれが普通に袋に入ってないけど別に困ってなさそうに見え一見見えるわけじゃない？
うん、
だからさ、その私には見えない何か困ることがあるのか、それともただただその消費者がなんか綺麗そうに見えるとかそういうことなのか。
It's hard to know.
誰かに教えてほしい。
We have all the preservatives, and it really is shocking if you think about plastic as being oil.
Yeah.
And that we wrap everything in these little oil sheets.
I know, right?
Like oil sheet this, and then that oil sheet goes in this other oil sheet. And you go to the register, and they give you another bag oil thing to put those into, and then you get home and you sort of tear little oil flimsy things and crumple them up and put them in a bag, and you know the amount of trash that you generate here versus like the amount of trash that I generated when I was in Vietnam, it's completely insanely different. I mean, I'm doing different things, but still.
アメリカかどっかにの女性の人で、あのアーティストの人なのかな、忘れちゃったけど、自分が1年間に出すゴミの量がすごすぎる。
うん、
まあみんなそうじゃん、多分この進んだ国に住んでる人っていうのは、
うん、
でそれがあまりにもびっくりして、もうゴミをもう究極に減らす試みみたいな。でだから何をするかっていうと、もうラップされてるものをとにかく買わないように心がけなきゃいけないじゃん。だからもう全部作る、もうなんか歯磨き粉とか何から何まで。そうすると、はい、まあ量が結構多く作れるし、それが一個一個別に梱包されてるわけじゃないからとか、まあそういうところから始めて、なんだっけな、最終的に忘れちゃったけど、びっくりするぐらいのゴミの削減に成功しましたみたいな。
Right, but that's just one characteristic of a much larger, more complicated problem. So, you know, I don't know how to represent it exactly, but it's just one aspect. If you only focus on one aspect, it's easy. But to control all of them,
yeah, for sure, for sure.
It gets really
tricky. I'm just saying that, you know, you could do it, you know, if you wanted to. Like if you can, if you have the time and, you know, if you can afford to do it,
right,
then, you know. So I feel like all the rich people, like socialites and everything, like they should be doing that. They have all the time and money, so why not? Right?
I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know if we can force people to care that much.
No.
So, in a survey of 1,200 Netflix subscribers sourced from message board Reddit, 74% of them responded that they would rather cancel their subscription than see ads. Netflix is a content streaming provider recently facing competition from Amazon and Hulu. As a result, all three have been shifting in an effort to monetize the model most effectively. The dynamic largely centers around subscription versus advertising, as well as forms of advertising. Some customers have pointed out that Netflix content has recently featured more product placements. Hulu currently includes commercials even for those on subscriptions, but has announced plans to introduce a subscription model without commercials.
Reddit で行われた Netflix の視聴者1200人を対象にした調査で 74% が広告を見せられるぐらいなら解約すると答えていたことが分かりました。近年 Amazon や Hulu など競合が台頭してきており、3社ともマネタイズに力を注いでいます。マネタイズの方法としては課金購読性に加え、広告を入れるか入れないか、広告をスキップできるようにするかしないかなど、オプションは様々です。 Netflix の番組ではプロダクトプレイスメントが増えてきていると指摘されています。 Hulu では現在は課金しても広告が流れますが、今後広告なしの課金制度も追加する予定です。プロダクトプレイスメントっていうのは、なんかさ、バレバレのやつ見るとさ、バカにされてる気になるよね。
They've gotten pretty bad recently.
Yeah, it's like,
how do you feel about?
バカにしてんのか。
How do you feel about it, like product placements?
I clearly don't like it. I mean, I used to be in the PR industry, so my clients would want it, you know. But 自分のクライアントがだからあるクライアントの会社があるハリウッド映画にプロダクトプレイスメントつけてた時があったんだけど、本当本当にバカバカしいぐらいわざとらしいのね。だからそういうのを見ると逆効果な気がして、なんか急に現実に引き戻されちゃうじゃん、その映画見て、映画なりドラマ見てる人が。うわ、なんかだからアップルのパソコンどんだけ何回も出てくるんだよとか、わざわざロゴが見えるようになってたりとか、車の CM かよみたいな、何回も同じ車の会社の
like every bond chasing.
いやそうとかね、なんかあえてちゃんと車の車体が全部入るようにして、ロゴもちゃんと映るとか、
the way cans are turned.
Like
beverages are always turned perfectly.
で、最悪なケースになるとセリフにまで組み込まれてる時があるじゃん。やっぱペプシだなとかさ、わかんないけど。でそういうのって本当に一気にテンションが下がるというか。
You have to shit on Pepsi now to offset the.
だからなんかこう、私はやっぱりこうドラマとか映画とかってアートだと思って見てるから、そこに急にそういうのが入ってくると。
Can you have art and product placements together in the same thing?
No.
It does sort of ruin the magic, right? Or it ruins
the. No, it's like, can you imagine, like, going to Louvre, for example, and 昔のさ、なんかルネサンスの絵とかいっぱい飾ってあるわけじゃん。そこにさ、なんか何々ブランドのバターみたいなのとかいちいち入ってるとか想像できないでしょ。
You know, one thing that kind of was surprising to me, in Vietnam is when I went to these temples and I went to see all these Buddhas.There are these mountains in Hoi An, or near Da Nang, actually, that are, it's called marble mountains, and this mountain is like hollow. It's a mountain, but you can go inside the mountain, and it's like, it's hollow. It's like a cave. I don't know what sort of formation that is, but it's really crazy. But what was so weird to me is that all these Buddha statues had like LEDs,hooked up everywhere and like spinning, rotating, carnival, swirly illusion things behind their heads and like flashing lights. And I mean, I don't want to shit on the culture, but to me, it just seemed like, so I walked around the back of this Buddha statue and I could just see where it's plugged in to this and it's like, it looks cool.But there's something like wrong.
Yeah.
There's something tacky. It shouldn't need all the. You don't need all these lights. You're God.
Yeah.
You're God. Why do you need these like spinning, flashing like?
なんか見慣れてないっていうのもあるよね。こう日本人としてブッダってまあ見慣れてないわけじゃないじゃん。ただだからそこに急に電飾みたいになるとさ、まあ違和感はあるよね。慣れてないから。
It looks crazy. Seriously, the biggest Buddha statue in that mountain, it looked like a bar at like a high end.
たまにさミラーボールみたいなのついてるもんね。
Yeah, all kinds of stuff like that.
It's
yeah,
like, 確かに。ベトナム。
Can I order a drink here? Or, you know, it looked... It's...
だから私ハノイとホーチミンしか行ったことないけど、そこでも見たってことは、だから一地域の問題じゃないんだね。
Everyone inside everyone's house, they have a little one of those, and it has like the, it looks like a pachinko. It looks like pachinko with a Buddha in it. It's like, it's, I mean, it's obviously just a weird cultural gap, and the fact that I'm not religious probably doesn't help bridge that gap, but it just...It was like, this is such a weird mix. It's like, this is tacky. This thing is thousands of years old, and you're going to put this like LED on it.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
でもそういうギャップを感じるよね with movies and product placement. It's like, why are you making this art and decide to put the shit in it that ruins this, that takes away my...suspense of disbelief, you know?
And that's kind of how I felt when I was there, because they would like charge you separately for different sections of this thing, and they would funnel people through and sell you all these things, and it's like, you know, it's the clash of the values that this ideology seek to representhave been completely washed over with capitalism and people trying to wear brands, and it's completely one. You know, Buddha's spitting in his grave, like 1000%. Because at some point on this planet, there was a genuine pursuit of the truth. People wanted to know, like, wait a second, we don't know what the fuck's going on this planet. We don't know what any of this stuff means.We don't know why we're here, why the universe exists. We don't know any of this stuff. And you can see that there was a genuine effort to figure things out. And they made some amount of progress. And then now it's like a tourist attraction with LEDs on it. And pay here and pay there. And we're going to make sure that you paid because we don't trust you.
Yeah.
Because you're as crooked as we are. You know, sort of a thing. No. And that's kind of how I feel when I see...You know, a music video where the first 10 seconds are an Audi steering wheel or something.
Yeah. だからその Netflix とか Hulu とかみたいにこんなに全世界で購読してる人がいたとしても広告を入れないとやっていけないのか、どういうこと？だからそのショーを作るのにお金がかかるのはもちろんそうじゃん。
Yeah.
ですごい、もう私は Netflix の番組すごい好きで見てるけど、クオリティもすごく高いし、映画みたいにね。だからそれをやり続けるためには、これでもやらないとできないっていうことなのか。
Well, I don't think they will do that, but they have increased their prices over time a little bit. Currently with Hulu, even if you are paying the subscription, they still force you to watch advertising. And, you know,
but Hulu, are they making their own shows?
I'm not sure.
I know that Amazon is making their own show, and Netflix is obviously making their own show, but...
Amazon is going the other direction. Amazon, I think, is trying to introduce content where you have to watch commercials, no matter what, even if you're a subscription payer. Whereas Hulu is like, okay, right now you have to watch advertising, but...We're going to try doing it the other way, where you can just pay more for a subscription and not have advertising.
Right.
YouTube is messing with the same idea with the, what is it, RedTube?
Yeah. お金払えばスキップできるってやつだよね。
But right now you can just block their ads anyways.
だから一番不思議なのは今ね、映画館だよ、私は。1800円払ってるのに、めっちゃ CM 見させられるじゃん。で、映画の広告はいいよ、まあ。あのうちの映画館で今後こういうのやりますよっていうのは別にいいんだけど、
right.
その前のその保険の CM とか銀行の CM とか、なんで映画見に来たのに急に保険売りつけられてんだろうみたいな。でしかも1800円って世界のレベルから言うと映画館の値段としてはすごく高いわけで、
yeah. It's crazy.
でこの間ねなんか見に行ってずっと座って CM 見させられてて、でなんか何しに来たんだっけって、何見に来たんだっけ今日ってちょっと忘れちゃうぐらいで、時計見たら30分経ってたんだよ。30分で 何時に上映しますって言われてそこに行ったわけじゃん、私は。それで30分、映画1時間半しかないのに、その前に30分、映画の3分の1の時間を使ってさ、
wow.
CM ってすごいよね。だから今のトレンド、その課金すれば広告はスキップできる。でもただだったら広告我慢してね。それはわかる。でも1800円払ったのに30分 CM 見れて結構やばくない？なんか今の時代の流れと。
They're just sneaking it in. They sneak that shit in. They slowly increase.
They're not even being sneaky. It's like.
Do you remember?
超 blatant.
Do you remember when they put ads or commercials into DVDs? And you couldn't fast forward the fucking commercial in the DVD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just rented the DVD. And you rented a DVD that has a commercial in it that you can't skip.
でもあれもまだ。
And they have to limit the technology to make sure that you can't.
いや、でもあれもまだ映画の話だったからまだ許せる。その映画見に行って車を売りつけてくるとかってもう詐欺じゃん。それで、しかもやっぱね、私はいつも東宝シネマが好きなの。で、いつも行くのね。で、見に行ってさ、あのさ、違法にアップロードされた動画と知りながら、それを見るのは違法ですっていうのをさ、その映画見に来てる人に言うってちょっとおかしくない？っていつも思うんだけど、私だけ？
Yeah.
あのさ、私今1800円払って見に来たじゃん、みたいな。
Yeah.
で、今、全員払って見に来た人がここに座ってるのに、mm. それを今この人たちに言うことみたいなさ。
Like we've made sure already that all the people in this movie theater aren't that target demographic.
それって本当に。
We checked your tickets.
そうだよ。
We took your money. We showed you 30 minutes of advertising.
そうなの。
And now we're gonna tell you.
そうなの。
We're gonna lecture you on this thing that you probably didn't do.
それってさ、コンビニ行ってさ、水買ってお金払ったら店員さんに。万引きは犯罪ですとか言って言われるのと一緒じゃん。知ってるよみたいな。今払ったじゃん。なんかこれをさ、ずっと私はね、疑問に思ってんだけど、誰に言っていいか分かんないからさ。あれ自動で流れてるから言い返せないじゃん。そのラント、私の。
You know, the average American watches 1 month of advertising per year.
What do you mean?
1 month.Of advertising per year.
Like, 1ヶ月分の時間ってこと?
Like if you sat down for a month.
Oh my god.
Yeah, a month per year. And I don't know if that's that different for Japanese people or people living in Japan.
いやでもなんか映画館でさ、1本見に行って30分も見させられたらさ、1ヶ月分の時間超えるよね、多分。
Yeah, and the movie itself is probably a waste of your time at least half the time. You know, so...
Well, I love movies. I love movies. And I love movie theaters. 本当にね、映画館は大好きなの。すごい楽しいじゃん。非現実的で。Mm. 映画も好きだし、映画館も好きなの。でも、映画館に好かれてる感じはしない。それを言いたい、私は映画館の人に。
But maybe that's why you like it.
しかも、スター・ウォーズの時とかさ、さらに値段釣り上げられてたじゃん。
Yeah,
地方は分かんないけど、都内は。
It's so expensive now. If you go to see、yeah. like a 7D movie or whatever.
なぜかスター・ウォーズは2000円とかだったんだっけ？それになんか 3D とかも入れて、もう3000何百円みたいなさ。
Right.
でもどうせみんな来るでしょみたいな。
It's crazy. You're just sitting there. It doesn't cost you anything to show this movie. You're just showing it. You're just turning on this projector for fucking a couple hours. How can it cost so much money to sit there and have my eyeballs be exposed to this?
I know. It's like I want explanation. If they told me like, あなたがいつも来てるこの映画館に 4D の部屋を確かに作ったよね、六本木に。だからお金がいるんですとか言ってくれればまだなんかわかるけど、なんか特別料金みたいな謎に急に釣り上げられてるみたいなさ、
mm.
I don't know. It's like I love them but they don't love me. It's
well,
so sad.
You love movies, right?
I love movie theaters too, you know. Their popcorn's really good. The sound system is good and the huge screen, I love it. 好きなんだよ。でも好かれてないよね。
How do you feel about drive-in movie theaters? Have you been to one?
What?
Drive-in?
Drive-in movie,
theater?
Movie theaters?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You don't know what a drive-in movie theater is?
No.
Oh. Well, they used to have movie theaters that were drive-in movie theaters. And you would drive to this place and park your car, and there's like speakers there where your car is. And everyone watches this movie on a huge screen from their cars.
What?
Yeah.
In the States, right?
Yeah.
なんか降りればいいじゃん。
I think you can. You can like sit on your car or something.
Oh, okay. 降りた方がいいよね、多分。
降りて芝生とかに座りたくない?
え、 だって車のガラス越しに見るってこと?
Yeah.
じゃあ車のガラス汚い人はその汚いの越しに映画を見るってこと?
I don't know. I've never been, but I was always like curious about that because
変なの?
It was, I guess it was somewhat common like right before our generation.
Like 80s とかってこと?
Maybe, yeah.
でもさ、車ってさ、その
What if it's not even real and I totally just bought into that?
だってギアとかもあるからさ、ちょっと隣の人とも離れてるじゃん?
Mm-hmm.
なんかそんなロマンチックでもないよね。 しかも音聞こえるの? 窓を開けるってこと?
Yeah, I think so.
もうクエスチョンありすぎ。 面白いね。変なの。
I guess we're not that old. 次。 According to Elon Musk, it is very likely that we are living in a simulated reality. He explains the argument as follows. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then games will become indistinguishable from reality. Even if that rate of advancement drops by 1,000 from what it is now, let's just imagine it's 10,000 years in the future, which is nothing on the evolutionary scale. Given that we're on that trajectory, and that these games are increasingly playable on any device, the odds that we are living our lives in base reality is 1 in billions.
私たちの世界がシミュレーションの中にある可能性は低くないとイーロン・マスク氏が発表しました。彼は以下のように説明しています。 ゲームの世界は今後現実世界と見分けがつかないぐらい発展するでしょう。現在の発展スピードから大幅に下がったとしても、1万年後にはどうなっているでしょう。1万年は進化の過程で見れば、ほんの短い期間です。私たちがその道をすでに進んでいることそして、すでにゲームが様々なデバイスでプレイできることを鑑みると、私たちがシミュレーションの中に生きている確率は10億分の1です。 この間さ、考えてたんだよね。これがシミュレーションだったらどうなんだろうっていうことを。でもさ、シミュレーションと現実ってどう違うんだろうと思わない？逆に。
Well, if we're in a simulation, then
like what's reality anyway? Right? We think that somehow reality should be something totally different from what we have in our computer or whatever, but is it really that different? Do we know that?
Well, I think computers. Oh, there's definitely a lot of similarities, and we've seen weird codes that we've used in like web browsers and whatnot in nature.
Right.
We know that life forms generally design themselves based on the Fibonacci sequence, for example. So there's. And we can break things down to sort of a program level.
Right.
You know, we know what this protein does. We know what, you know, we have the genome. How come there's a code that told you what to grow into, for example? So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of similarities, but there would be, even if reality wasn't a simulation, since the computer is built in reality, it has to follow the same rules. And nature is self-similar across scales. So it doesn't matter if something is very small or very large. We'll see the same dynamics in an atom and the electrons that go around its nucleus.
Right.
Follow the same general principles that a solar system does, where stars are going around a sun or a galaxy. A galaxy follows the same principles that a hurricane does.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I mean, though. I mean, we have rules.
Yeah, like, the laws of physics, basically.
Yeah, and the fact that we have something like, I don't know, daddy issues, for example. Like, there are patterns. right? And we react, it's all reaction from our own experience or what we've learned in our lives. And we're just, whether we want it or not, we react, right? So, I mean, it's like, what's really the difference, you know?
Well, what's interesting is...
And what's... It's not... I used to think that it would be scary, like, if this was simulation. That's where I'm coming from, you know? Like, and I just realized that it wouldn't be scary because it's like...
Well, if it's a simulation, that sort of seems to imply that there's someone organizing it or that there's some entity with an intention behind it. And then why would they create this thing is the next question.
Yeah. ただその私たちの生活は変わらないよねと思わない別になんか
自分が because
I mean like because it's the reality in our mind and for example あのシムとかやったらさシムのキャラクターがいるじゃん and for this character this is her reality right、
mm-hmm.
so or my reality and your reality are different
yeah
So, I mean, yeah, like, it's not really, in a way, it's not really a big deal.
It's definitely a big deal. Because,
like, on an individual level, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, if we can figure it out and figure out who made the simulation and why, yeah, that'll be great and it'll make a huge difference. But if we don't get there anyway, like, right now... I'm saying this because I used to think that it would be scary. And I
that
just came to and I just came to this realization that it's not. And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I don't know whether it's scary or not. It's exactly as scary as it would. I mean, to me it is exactly the same. It's like because I don't know what it is in the first place.
Yeah.
Reality really could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be a dream. It could be a delusion. You could be crazy. You know, you have, it's very, there's not a whole lot going on in terms of first principles where you can reason your way and know for sure that this isn't a memory. This isn't a dream that, you know, you don't even know if other people in the world are real people. It's not something you can actually confirm. So there's a whole series of assumptions that you have to make just to be able to get on with your life, in a sense. I just think it's so interesting that he said this, that someone asked this question, that we have such a prominent person in media, in social media, in our discussions, who's come out and said something this bizarre and how everyone has sort of reacted to it.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel? And after he said this, that the odds are one in billions that we're not living in a simulation, he turned to the crowd and he said, what's wrong with that argument? Someone tell me, like, what's wrong with that argument? Is there any flaw in this argument, right? He's very open to people having another point of view on this thing. And nobody said anything. Nobody said a word. I couldn't believe nobody said anything. You know, say something. Like, we can't just, okay, we're all living in fucking video game or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And sort of.
まあでもそれぐらいだから分かんないってことでしょ?
On the other hand, who wants to get in an argument with Elon Musk and
yeah, no.
look ridiculous?
あれなんだっけ?この間言ってた。Like, weren't you saying that someone tried to argue... Oh, was that... what was his name? The guy from The Cosmo.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah. Were you talking about him, like, trying to debunk him or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson and Elon Musk disagree on a variety of subjects.
Okay.
And one of them is artificial intelligence. Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't understand artificial intelligence at all, which became painfully obvious when he was talking to Elon Musk about it. But he's an astrophysicist.
Yeah. You know?
And Elon Musk, he founded the OpenAI project. So.
Right. He was in the news the other day, right? Like, he's trying to buy some company that he he helped launch.
Oh, Tesla acquired SolarCity.
Oh, yeah, SolarCity.
Yeah, and it's because Tesla introduced stationary power storage.
Right.
And so if you are selling stationary power storage, it makes sense to also be selling solar panels along with that. And
イーロン・マスクもっと話題になってもいいと思ってんだけどね、私は日本で。なんかビル・ゲイツとかさ、ジョブズは結構話題になってたよね、うちらが若い時も。なんかイーロン・マスク、ちょっと見た目が人形みたいだからかな。I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of...
Well, you know,
I don't know why, like, no one's really talking about him here. It's pretty crazy.
Well, he's revolutionized automobile technology, both in self-driving technology and electric vehicles. And he revolutionized rocket technology, and he designed...
PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, it's an endless list of things that he's done. And I genuinely think that he's, like, just getting started. The way that he's talked about manufacturing, the way that he's thinking about manufacturing is really interesting.
Yeah.
And just he has a completely different perspective from other people on what can actually be done. that being said, I don't know if I really agree with his reasoning on this simulation thing. Like, you don't think there's any problems with his reasoning here, like his argument.
Well, I mean, I'm not really. I mean, it's weird. But I'm not.
So you follow the logic that within 100 years we'll have virtual reality that's indistinguishable. So if you're in that virtual reality, and then you, inside virtual reality, you put on another virtual reality headset, all of a sudden you're two levels deep.
Yeah.
And so where's the floor? Like, where is the base level? And what if this happened already?
Right.
You know, so...
You know, I... この間ね、あの、AV のバーチャルリアリティの見本市みたいなのが秋葉原であったの。で、パリに行く日の午前中に秋葉原で行ってきたの、それに。で、それはメディア、あのコスモのやつで行ったから、メディアっていう枠で入れてもらったんだけど、その後に一般の時間があって、すっごい並んでんの。もうみんな試したい。人が多いんだろうね。それ途中でもう入場制限みたいな。
What's the demographic? How old are they?
Men.
They're men.
Men.
Are they? What age group are we talking about?
まあ大体。
What percentage of them are? 30
代ぐらい。ハゲてないよみんな。
Oh really?
わかんない。ちゃんと見てないけど、まあ30代ぐらいの男性、日本人男性がほとんどだったけど、でその。試したの本当に私はね、こう男性ばっかりの中で、でも超混んでんの中で、狭い部屋でさ、そこでさ、あのオキュラスをつけて、私は初めてのオキュラスがさ、まさかこんなエロいやつでやると思わないけど、
さすがに。
でもね、すごいなって思ったのはやっぱり携帯のやつと一緒で、こう360度ってなると脳が一気に騙されちゃうわけよね。だからその一個はあのなんかね、耳かきされるような状態で、その女の人の膝元に自分が寝てるように見える、でこう手こきする、こういうなんかツイッターで写真載せたけどさ、見た？人形、なんか手の人形みたいのがあって、それを装着するみたいなさ。で、私はそれはまさか試せないけど、こうヘッドセットはめて横に寝そべると、本当にね、なんか巨大な女の人の膝元にいる状態になるわけよ。で、それはアニメみたいなの 3D みたいな感じなんだけど、そうするとなんか急にすごい癒された気持ちになった。なんか子供時代みたいな。で、それね、女の人が巨大だったのね。で、私、え、女の人でかくないですかって言ったら、その開発者の人が、これは自分が小学生ぐらいの大きさっていう設定で作ってあると。
はあ。
でなんで小学生かっていうと、だからそういうファンタジー、
right.
で、まあ、大人になっちゃったら味わえないじゃん。でやっぱバーチャルリアリティっていうのは現実世界と離れていてなんぼっていう考えだから、ちょっと大きめに女性を作りましたみたいな、でそこでちょっと癒された気持ちになって自分でもびっくりした。でその後にね、実際にそのセックスできる人形と、でも空気が入ってるビニールの人形があって、そこに iPhone がつけてあるのね、モーションセンサーのために、で、まあ装着すると自分が女の子と部屋にいるわけよ。でそれもアニメっぽい顔の、でも 3D だから結構リアルな女の子がいて、でベッドに行くと、だから人形持ってるわけよ自分は。ただ自分の目の前にいるのはバーチャルリアリティの女の子だから、人形持ってるってことは忘れるよね。
And you can't see her iPhone.
No, no, no. No, obviously no. でこうやって正常位でこうセックスするみたいに自分が腰を動かすと、その女の子がそれに全く合わせてあんあんってなるので、ゆっくり動かすとモーションセンサーがついてるから女の子をこうひっくり返すことができて、バックでもできるし、で戻すと正常位も、正常位じゃないや、これ何、騎乗位もできるっていう。でこれはすごい、なんかね、なんこれから彼女とか奥さんがいる人はあんまり必要ないのかもしれないけど、なんかこう風俗の代わりにもなりそう、まあ、私は分かんないけどね、でも結構な満足感は得られそうと思った。そこにだからテンガを人形に、多分テンガみたいなものを多分装着して、right. やっぱりこう自分の行動に直でその相手のキャラクターが反応してくれる、リアルタイムで。
Are there facial expressions?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Can you take her clothes off? I mean, I you can, could theoretically.
Yeah, but when I did that, this guy, the developer guy, was holding this remote controller to take off her clothes. But all the other things, you just it's with the movement that I make. So,
wait, how does this doll actually feel?
まあ、この人形はね、なんか適当に彼が持ってきたやつだから、もう本当にただのビニールを膨らませた人形なんだけど、これがだからもうちょっとリアルだったらさらにリアリティはあると思う。でかなりね楽しい、私は女の子だけどやっぱり反応を得られるっていうのはなんかすごい楽しかった。でみんなね、男の人、メディアの人だけどさ、こう試していくわけよ、一人ずつ。やっぱね、装着した瞬間にみんなニヤニヤしちゃうもん。楽しいんだよね、やっぱり。だから、
right.
エロい意味もあるかもしれないけど、純粋に楽しい、やっぱり。
There's definitely a lot of novelty to it, right?
そう。だし、so... やっぱそれを装着して、何かしらやってる、だから人形とセックス してる様子を見るのも、滑稽で面白いじゃん。
Can you imagine when you can like change the girl like her characteristics and you can
make yeah for sure だからそれを例えば、まあ、AV 女優とかで大好きなね、まあ、アイドルとかは多分権利でできないと思うけど、 AV 女優なりなんなりでできるとしたら、まあ、かなりの満足感で、それは音声なかったのね、私がやった時は。でも多分商品化ってなったら音声もつくだろうし、もしかしてちょっとした会話みたいなことはできるかもしれないし。
And then there'll be some weird link up where it's your Siri.
Right. Yeah.
So you can sleep with this doll at home. So you're out all day with your phone talking to the newAI Siri,
yeah.
And you go home, and then
and
she's in this doll.
yeah, that's weird.
But that's like
wanna,
current technology.
I don't want to.
They could do that very
easily,
right?
Yeah. So, とかね、まあ複数とかもできるかもしれないしね。
Right.
で、あとその互換性はないというか、自分で動作はできないんだけれども、AV をバーチャルリアリティで見るっていうのもあったの。で、何がそんな面白いかと思って。でつけたら、その自分が横になってる、まあ普通の AV でも多分あるんだと思うけど、 自分の体が見えてる状態、男の人のね。で女の子が4人ぐらいなんかこう群がってんの、
うん、
でバーチャルリアリティだとその女の子のカメラ目線がもう自分の目を見てるように感じるんだよね、やっぱり。だから見られてるみたいな、だそれは画面で見てるのとはもう全然違った。
The eye contact?
Yeah, eye contact.
Can you think about what you actually made eye contact with?
Yeah, with the screen. Like, it's, I know it's weird, but it felt real. Like, それがやっぱり画面で見てるものとの一番の違いの感じがした。
Oh, there's so many creepy bugs that could happen in VR. Can you imagine?
いや、そのね、でもね、
like, you could just be railing some chick in VR and then she stops blinking.
あ、そう、でもね、そのセックスするやつもそうなの。なんか、ちょっと急に動かしちゃったりすると、モーションセンサーがちょっと追いつかなくて、急にその子がなんか裸のまま宙に浮いちゃったりとか、自分が床の下に入っちゃったみたいな、バグっちゃったりとか、まあ、それはあるし、あとなんか、一生懸命動かしても、なんかね、人によっては上手くないのか分かんないけど、女の子が反応しないのね。だからめっちゃ腰振ってんのに女の子マグロみたいな。だからちょっとその感度の問題、センサーのっていうのは多分でも今後どんどん良くなるはず。
Are people lining up and raping an AI right now? In some weird way. Because it's like the same girl. It's not,
そうそうそう、
I mean, it's not a real girl, obviously,
yeah,
but it's the same,
same yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same.
そう、ちょっとかわいそうになったもん、
being in this. And it's
なんかいろんな子に興、いろんな男の人に興やられて。
so bizarre.
で、そうだからみんな一人ずつしか試せないからね。こう並んでみんなさ、一人ずつやるのを見てるわけなんだけど、やっぱり装着した瞬間に自分は違う部屋にいるっていう感じがするから、もう恥ずかしいとか、まあ、私もともと恥ずかしいとかないからあれだけど、あんまりこうみんな恥ずかしがらずに試してみてたね。
You know, we talk about AI like becoming too advanced and becoming a threat and whatnot, but
yeah,
it probably won't be some humanoid robot that like turns its head funny and suddenly is like, you know, and wakes up. It'll probably beLike almost like an NPC in some game somewhere. Some weird hints will probably come around in the virtual world, and they'll have that question. You know, some AI in the game you're playing might ask you a weird question, like, "Are we in a simulation?" And you know the answer,
right?
But it's like, if I tell her. You
yeah,
know, that we're in a simulation. Maybe this whole thing just unravels.
Right. Or what I felt when I went to this thing was more like a, なんかその危ないっていうのはその生命の危機的な危なさっていうよりも、もうちょっと cultural な、social impact 的なもの。だからその、例えばそのセックス、だからテンガも、まあ、私は女の子だか分かんないけども、天がもう気持ちいいわけじゃない。だからそれがそういう人間のフォルムがついてきて、さらに視覚もジャックされるとなると、もうそれで十分満足できちゃう。でそういうものが出てくることで絶対に何らかの影響はあるわけじゃない。だからそれはちょっとどうなるのかと思うよね。あとそれあまりにもリアルになったら、じゃあ例えば今男性が AV を見ても怒る女の人って少ないと思うけど、それぐらいリアルになっちゃったら、じゃあ自分の彼氏とかがそれを使っててもいいかどうかとかね。
Right. At some point you're having experiences with something else.
Yeah.
And the experiences are real, even if they're not real.
Yeah.
The experience itself as an experience is real.And still causes your body to produce certain chemical and psychological reactions.
だからそのロボットとセックスするようになるっていうよりも、ロボットとセックスしてるのと同じじゃん。だからもはや、もうその、なんていうの、空気が入ってる人形だとしても、そのバーチャルリアリティで見てるものはあるわけだ。それはもうコンピューターで作られたものなわけだから。だからそういうロボットとセックスするってっていうと、なんか実際その人型のものと一対一でやると思ってたけど、先にだからこっちが来るかって感じ。だから視覚をハックしてっていう。
How long until these VR sex robots are just in people's houses, you think?
わかんない。なんかね、この間言ったやつは驚くことに結構個人で開発してる人が出してたのよ。だから企業じゃないんだよね。だからすごい大きい。
Like、そう、this is taking way too long.
すっごい大きいゲーム企業がすごいお金をかけて作ってないわけよね。だから私が試してすごいと思ったものですらも。だから、で結構ね、アニメ側が多かったのね。で、私はなんでアニメが多いんですかって聞いたの。そしたら、いや、これはもう自分が欲しくて作ってるから、その作ってる人の趣味っていうだけですみたいな。だから別にこっちの方が需要があるとかそういうこと考えてるわけじゃないと言っていて。
So honest.
だからそういうレベルでここまでのものができるとしたら、本当に大きい企業がお金をかけて作ったら、もうすぐ多分商品ができそうな感じだった。
You know, I think reality is just made of information, and it becomes more clear when we talk about VR and we talk about experience and we talk about, you know, what really counts.
Yeah.
Because even if something's inside of a computer, if all the dynamics are there, the relationships are there, the context is there, and the drama is there, and there's still a story.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like.なんかその、まあ、例えば子供とディズニープリンセスの影響とかって考えた時にも子供大人もそうだし子供もそうだけど自分が知ってる人間の中から情報を得てるわけじゃん。こういう人生があるとか女の人っていうのはこうだとかって自分が出会った人の中から情報を積み上げて理解してるわけでその中には映画で見たキャラクターなり漫画のキャラクターなりも含まれちゃうわけじゃん人間として。だからなんかそのこの偽物だとしてもあんまりそれは関係ない。その自分の意見をフォームするにあたって、だからなんかよくさ孤独だと早く死ぬみたいな研究すごい多いじゃん最近。でだとしたらこういうもので孤独を紛らわすことができてそれが健康にいい影響を与えるとしたら別にそれはそれで全然悪いことではないだろうなと思う。それが本当の人間との関わり合いじゃなかったとしても、
You know, I think this matter thing, this emphasis or this idea that matter is primary is
has
always sort of been a weird suspect thing.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't. Well, first of all,
it's like what's real and what's not.
It's sort of like capitalism and ownership and stuff and people putting things in coffins because they think they can take it with them.
Right.
You know, it's kind of ridiculous. If reality is a game, it's kind of a weird one.
For sure.
and let's say
it's a fucked up game.
Let's say, you know, so what is the game? It's Sims. We already fucking made it. You know?
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But as an individual, it's this game where you kind of show up and in the middle of history on some fucking ball floating in space. Going around a hydrogen reactor, a fusion reactor for some reason, is that any? It's if it's not a simulation, it still makes no sense and it's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, for sure.
So if it's a game, then what are you a character and you go to school and you learn things? And you decide, you pick your character. Are you going to be the scientist character? Are you going to be the...
Yeah, it's just like the Sims.
Saranimang character.
Yeah, we have it already.
And then you kind of...
And you're like, maybe you can be a homewrecker. Maybe you are a good wife or husband with 10 kids, you know, 2 kids. It's like, whatever, right? So, I don't know. It's weird to think about. But the trade show was quite fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was such a weird experience.
It's only going to get more weird.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I'm ready for things to get even more weird.
だから、
I think I'm ready, but
なんか私とかマイケルなんて特にさ、こういう変な話好きだからすごい読んだりしてるじゃん。すごい読んだり考えたりしてるけど、やっぱそれでも実際その AI とセックスでこうやってみたら、My mind was blown. You know, like, I didn't expect that, for sure. So, yeah, it'll only get weirder. It'll only get more shocking.
It will, right? I mean, one thing that Musk was saying is we'll either create virtual reality that's indistinguishable from actual reality, or human civilization will come to an end. Those are the only two possibilities in the future. Because right. either we keep living, which means we keep doing all this stuff, or it ends.
So
it's, there is no other
option.
It's this idea that we're kind of folding into ourselves.
Yeah.
And that eventually, hopefully by the arrival of the eschaton, we'll find out who we really are through
creating things from our imagination.
We can't even keep going at the same speed.
Yeah.
It goes faster and faster faster and faster. That always makes me think about the concept of time. Because one of the assumptions that he's making this on is that time is very smooth, or time is constant. Time doesn't speed up or slow down.
Right.
You know, so the universe is kind of here, and the time scales are so large that nothing's happening.
Yeah.
But I'm so skeptical of that. I don't really think that's true. I think that everything in the universe is happening faster, the same way that everything is happening faster on Earth.
Yeah.
I think it has to be happening everywhere, that everything is happening faster.
Yeah, it's funny because
I
sent you an article about the kindergarten. You know, like 90年代と今で比べるとその幼稚園生への期待値が全然違う。だからその幼稚園生で読み書きできているべきとか、だからそういうのが、だからもうアートの時間とかがどんどん幼稚園でも削られていって、もっとなんかお勉強みたいな時間が増えてる。だからもうもっと早くもっと早くもう何小学校まで待てないみたいな、どんどんこう削られて早くなってるっていう。
And it's some sort of dynamic, some chaoticdynamic of just how systems work when they become increasingly interconnected with themselves.
Yeah.
And if you assume that the universe itself is some sort of closed system by definition, then its interconnectedness and its ability to generate things would only increase over time.
Right.
It wouldn't decrease over time.
Right. 不思議ですね。 You put Brexit.
Yes, I did.
It's あれいつだっけ？今日何日？
It's today.
Oh, it's today.
I believe so.
Oh, you should stay.
you think the UK should stay in the
EU? All my friends are angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, すごいよ。Facebook 見ると、あの前の同僚とか、だから UK の人たちはみんな、なんか私が。そこから受ける印象だと、そのやっぱり EU から出たいと言ってるのはおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとか、まあ、田舎の人というか、
right.
あんまりその教育を受けてない人とか、だからその
But I know a lot of not a lot, but I know a few younger people in the UK that
who want to leave?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they're pretty adamant about it.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, it's like those people are kind of like Trump supporters in my mind, right? Like personally, because I don't know any of them.
Well, this is about your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like I personally don't know anyone who's supporting both of them.
Right.
Or either of them. So
I do.
I had this impression because I mean they've been posting a lot of the things like EU を抜けたらどうなるかみたいな。で面白かったのはそのフランスにいるときにもやっぱり難民の人とか移民の人がいっぱいいるわけじゃない。でそのだから先週かな、ちょうどフランス政府がイギリスの政府に EU をもし抜けたら今国境に敷いてるこのバリアを取りますよみたいな。でだから大量の移民とか難民があなたの国に流入しますけどいいんですかみたいな脅し、それを脅し文句に使うっていうのはなんかどうなんだろうみたいな。ただまあ現実的にそういう問題もあるわけだから、 Yeah, it's interesting to see how it goes.
We'll find out pretty soon, I think. I'd be surprised if they did actually exit.
For sure. I'd be shocked.
But it's not impossible. From the polls, it seems like a lot of people do support a Brexit. So there's a lot of implications, some of which are good for the UK, some of which are bad for the UK.
Yeah.
Most of the implications for Europe or EU are not good, I think.
Yeah, まあ若者の雇用とかっていうことを考えると絶対に抜けない方がいいと思うけどね。
It has a lot to do with the immigration issue and the EU laws on immigration.
Right.
And some people in the UK feel like there should be more sovereignty.
Right.
And the only way to achieve that without breaking EU laws would be a Brexit.
まあでももったいないよね。
Plus people haven't been so comfortable with the idea of being tied into the same currency, the euro.
Yeah.
So.
でももったいないよね。なんかこうアジアもそういうふうにできたらいいじゃん、本当は。こうなんかもうちょっとそうだからそうでもないじゃん絶対、まあ、今後絶対ないとは言い切れないけど今の状態だとないから
Europe gets along way better than Asia does seems like
yeah well yeah and I think it really helps that they belong to the same thing、
mm-hmm.
you know like it, just like we talk about all the time you know like this it's just about the mentality、
mm-hmm.
soI think it's been helping, but I don't know. I mean, I don't live there, so I don't really care, but from what I've heard from my friends, it sounded better to stay, but who knows?
Did you hear about Pluto?
No, what happened?
What happened?
Did it explode?
It,
disappeared?
They believe that there are water oceans on Pluto.
Oh, okay.
So there's some probability of there being life on Pluto.
Water ocean.
Liquid water.
Wow.
Liquid oceans. And they think they're water.
イルカみたいのいるかな? That's
quite exciting. You know, we used to think that Pluto was this ugly little rock.
Yeah.
And that changed.
Major
really fast.
Upgrade.
Yeah, seriously. It's been upgraded to like one of the most interesting things in the solar system. And it's still, we already categorized it as non-planet.
Right, right.
But, you know, you look at it now, it's like Pluto is obviously a planet. It's doing something different. But, you know, how do you define planet? I think it's just how we feel about it, basically.
Sorry, Pluto.
Yeah.
All right. なんか言わないといけないことあったっけ? Like, app?
Amazon を辞めること?
Oh, yeah. そう、言ったよね、でも前。Amazon、
yeah.
Amazon ちょっともうお金が大変なので。
Well, they just have blockbuster movie late fee tactics and other shenanigans.
そうだから今ねバイリンガルニュースのサイトを作っててそこから販売することにするので一旦ちょっとアマゾンからは今月あれもうすぐだねもうすぐ抜く予定なので、mm-hmm. もしアマゾンで買いたいという人がいたらぜひ今お願いします
お願いします
ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナーねあと文字起こしのテキストを Mac と Android とiPhone のアプリで購入できますのでぜひよろしくお願いいたします月額240円激安全部読み放題やっていますのでそちらお願いします
お願いします
あとマイケルが作った LINE スタンプ激カワ LINE スタンプありますので、
yes.
そちらもお願いします引き続きインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやっていますのでフォローお願いします質問はツイッターでしていただけると助かります、
yep.
以上ですか
以上です
終わり、
はい、
バイ